K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is Eddie Greer here recording this football episode here on Thursday, August 7th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of this podcast. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Boy, we are going to get y'all, well, we are currently getting y'all ready for the the season opener for Chase State football against Iowa State. We'll get into more of that in just a second. Of course, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast over there. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State Wildcat fan about this podcast. Yeah, roster, right? Continuing this roster kind of breakdown here. We're at the linebacking position now. And as I'm recording this, this won't come out until Saturday or Sunday. So I'm recording ahead a little bit because I will be out of town. And at the moment right now, I keep going back and forth. Either I'm going to be leaving right after work tomorrow or on Saturday, early Saturday morning. So those of you wondering, I'm going to St. Louis mainly for a road mile race, which will go down on Sunday. So that's what I got going on there. I'm trying to make a debate, either leave right after work, which won't even be till like depending on when I get back to the warehouse, 5 or 5:30, or just wait till the morning and then make it just do a much overdue road trip there. So road trip out of Kansas City in or Manhattan for that matter as well. So I know I'm kind of thinking out loud right now, but when y'all listen to this, I'm gonna be in St. Louis either way. That goes. Hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be in St. Louis getting ready for that road mile race. But yeah, getting ready for the season. There's been so much talk about Austin Romaine, obviously, and again, for good reason, on multiple watch lists there. But look at and obviously this 3-2-5 defense for Joe Klineman, right? The attention has been on Romaine. But let's not sleep, and I'm including our podcast in this, Desmond Purnell, now is short as Des now, from Topeka, Kansas. I know where that is. Last year, 33 tackles, had 4 sacks there, and then you'll go back a little bit to kind of a little bit of a down year a little bit. Total tackles, 46. 33 of those, I should say, were solo tackles. But yeah, kind of a little bit of a down year. And he was at Big 12 Media Days. And he talked about, you know, making sure they finish. You know, I have said that on here. And we know they got to finish, right? But Des Purnell, that other kind of combination between him and Romaine, I think they're going to be pretty active this year. And you go back a little bit to his first year in 22, he had 21 total tackles, 9 solo, and he had no sacks. And then you go 2023, 51 total tackles, 34 solo, and only a half a sack. But last year, he upped his game a little bit in the sack department. 4 sacks last year for Des Purnell. So you got to think, this is going to, hey, again, this K-State defense has been stingy, giving up yards, but when the time is right, they step up to the plate, just like the last game K-State played last December against Rutgers. They're getting roasted, and then it was from another K-State podcast I heard this from. I think it was 3-Mall. I've been listening to a lot of that as of late. I think it was a 3-Mall podcast. They were talking about, I think Stan Weber was saying that when K-State was down big to Rutgers at that point, I said it on that instant reaction show. Which again, we're gonna do the same thing like we've always done. And well, that was new because we had to wait with my old equipment for Alex to discuss it. Now I can get a hop on within 24 hours after the game. K-State football, we're gonna have once again instant reaction following every K-State game, whether a win or a loss. You know what it is on this podcast. And so we'll do that again. I think it's fun. So do that again, along with many other postcasts from women's soccer. Oral Roberts, August 14th. That's going down, the season opener. The official beginning of the Colin Corbin era for K-State women's soccer. Only the second coach, head coach, in K-State women's soccer history. That's going to go down, right? So we're going to have a lot of postcasts coming at you. Volleyball. So again, we'll get y'all squared away. That is for sure. I can tell you that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 80 grid to 30 here in this linebacker preview edition. The team to rumble through this roster, or you want to say depth chart breakdown. Yet again, K-State is solid at the 2D positions. Yet again, for the second straight year. Can you capitalize on it? We'll find out about that. But yeah, that's for now there. And then you can probably say behind these guys, there is solid depth. Now, another question mark. A lot of chatter has been around Asa Newsome, and he was injured. I hate to use this word, but again, injury prone. Can you provide something? Right? We've heard a lot of Asa Newsome. Even before he came to K-State, the potential over Austin Romaine. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, Austin Romaine wasn't no household name. He wasn't no household name. Cole talked about it in this podcast. I believe K-State Online talked about it, or at least at some point anyways. Also, man, he wasn't nothing. He wasn't nothing. And all of a sudden, this is what I'm talking about. It kind of pays a little bit to be kind of underlooked, or in this cat, or overlooked, or underlooked, whatever you want to call it, kind of being work in silence. and Romaine now, the work he's put in the last couple years, now he's on multiple loss watches, which is a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. That's always a good thing, because like the wide receiver position, we overhype these receivers and they don't do nothing, for the exception of Jace Brown for this particular podcast. But yeah, Asa Newsome, can you stay on the field? And when he was on the field, he was making plays. So again, can you provide instant depth, that's a huge depth piece there for Joe Klanneman right there, because he was a factor. And of course, Newsom is only a sophomore, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries. Bo Palmer, we saw him a lot, or at times last year, and that's it. Well, you have Darren Whitaker Jr., and then let's not forget the forgotten one who came over from Ohio State to transfer, Gabe Powers. In this mix, I'm surprised he's not even on. He ain't even on the depth chart. He traded to K-State, and we talked about Gabe Powers way early in the year. So, within all these podcasts. So again, when you look at his position, it's solid, but one injury, major injury, he could go all to hell in a handbasket that much quicker. And that's why, obviously, Romaine's going to be a huge puzzle piece there. In that middle, but we kind of forgot about Des Purnell and his productivity as well too now. So he's going to be making look something happen in his last year at K-State there. But yeah, I think the Gabe Powers addition is huge there. Obviously coming over to from a national championship squad over there in Ohio State there. So it's going to be fascinating to keep track of this as the year begins, obviously. And you know, these guys are going to make plays. Austin Romaine, the hard worker, he's the typical Kansas State linebacker. Like the Austin Moore that we saw over the past handful of years. Quiet, go. You see him make plays, tell the team, hey, let's pick it up, let's get going. You know what I mean? So he's the typical Kansas State linebacker that, you know, hardworking, lunch pail. That's the word I'm looking for. Lunch pail. The typical lunch pail linebacker. He's lunch to work, hardworking, whether it's good, whether it's okay, or it's bad. No matter what the situation is, he's going to be there working his ass off. And then, so he's kind of the lead. He's definitely the leader of that linebacking core there. And Des Purnell kind of taking a passenger seat a little bit, but let's not forget about him right there in that middle there as well. He can go sideline to sideline there as well. So that's kind of a look at the linebacker position again. I would probably say right the second best position group on the defense. I put the defense line first. We already talked about that. Again, iTunes, Spotify, Jesus podcast there as well. So we'll see what happens. That is kind of a look at the linebacker position. Of course, next week we're going to have to come out the cornerbacks and the secondary. That's going to be all in one episode there. And of course, I believe it's going to come up to game week where we're going to talk about special teams. And oh my gosh, that's already a mess because we don't even know who the kicker is because the injuries, whatnot. And yes, Chris Tennant was good last year. Yes, and thank goodness he was because prior to that, he was so-so. And that's come from me. So, and show teams, at least on the kicking side, have been shaky. So, we'll see what happens there because we don't even know who's going to be kicking the ball for K-State in this opening game. If K-State were going to kick a field goal somewhere or extra points, we don't even know that. So, that's going to be looking at the August calendar. That's going to be on game week as well. Then next weekend, the secondary, we're going to get the corners, the corners, the safeties. That's all going to be in one. So that's that there as well. So we continue on. We're getting that much closer. You're listening to this on a Saturday that we're a couple of Saturdays away from the opening weekend for Kansas State football in Dublin, Ireland, the Aer Lingus Football Classic. Farmageddon 2025 overseas against the Iowa State Cyclones. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free in a bubble daily. We're having a chance to record Kansas State content. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there. Again, Podbean, already mentioned that. Not sure when this comes out. If we're going to record between now and then, probably going to have to wait until next week to do so. So there's that. But we recorded the latest episode there as well, so go make sure you go ahead and download that as well. And of course, once again, pass the word on to K-State, your K-State friends, about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports.